since you know me. Trying, 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 trying. I keep on trying, 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 trying. I keep on trying, 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 trying. Trying. I keep on trying, 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 trying.
And you are tuned to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM.
Now, let's talk a minute about that last cut. That was Mousepad and the song Tryin'. And that is Mousepad the band. We have Mousepad right here in the studio with us.
We're very excited.
Good morning.
Hi, everybody. Good morning.
So why don't we start out, Mousepad, by you telling the listeners a little bit about yourself, who you are and what you do and
sure.
Why you're here.
I'm Mousepad, and I am an artist here in Champaign. I'm a producer and music engineer as well. So I make a lot of music for the people in the community, but in my free time, I make my own music as well. I've been making music now since about 2017. I like to always say that I haven't been making music good that long, but I've been making music well since 2021.
Well, you have to start somewhere.
Exactly, right?
Well, I'm curious, what is it about music? What got you inspired to take this direction?
I think for me, I like to feel and I like to be moved, and for some reason, music for me just does that more than any other, type of thing you can do. You know, more than movies and more than something I can see visually. I feel like music just really moves me, and I'm able to feel things through music. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to just learn how to produce and engineer, and then, you know, I can do it for myself, but as well as a bunch of different other people. So, you know, everybody's art can be heard. I've always had a love for music. And once I figured out that it was just a computer software, I was like, well, okay, let's try this out.
Excellent.
So talk a little bit about your influences. Who are the artists and the types of music that you gravitate to?
I have a lot of different influences, but I would say my main influences are probably Rico Nasty. As funny as that sounds, I just love Rico Nasty and everything that she does and her diverse kind of music that she makes. And I would say Hippocampus. It's a band that I've been following for quite some time now. And then I would say Rit Momney would be my third artist that I would say inspires my music. I've been listening to him as well for quite some time, and I just like the space that he uses when he does his music. So I try to incorporate that a lot into what I'm doing. So,
and what instruments do you play?
I don't play very many instruments. I play a computer and a keyboard and mouse really well.
hence the name Mousepad.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Right?
I see. Yeah.
But with my band, I play a synthesizer, so keys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, I'll say those are probably the only ones that I want to claim I know how to play, just in case, you know.
Yeah, so. But, you know, using the computer to play is certainly something that has certainly been explored a lot more in recent days, and you can do so much with it. It's just incredible.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's why, you know, I really like it. And I've tried a couple different times to, like, learn guitar, and, you know, I can play bass a little bit, but it's just, it's a bass, and I'm no pro. Mm-hmm. So to all the bass players out there, you guys got it. But yeah, once I've just kind of figured out all the different sounds you could make with just, you know, just at your computer, it's like almost learning, you know, Microsoft Excel, except now you're figuring out how to make these things play notes. I don't know. I just fell in love with it. I'd say that's my main instrument.
Well, and of course, a computer, a synthesizer can do things that instruments cannot do.
Yeah.
And even that players, even excellent players of those instruments cannot do many times.
Yeah.
So there are options there for you, certainly.
And yeah. Now is it? It's not just Mousepad. You also are Mousepad, the band.
Yes, indeed.
Right? So talk about the band a little bit. Who do you have joining you?
So for my band, I have Corbin Phillips on the guitar. He's been around here, and he does dancing and work of that such, and teaching dance and everything like that around. I have Judah Lopez. He plays my bass. He's created a lot of amazing bass lines out of nothing. So I'm very grateful for him. And then I have Aaron Scott on the drums. So he's also a producer as well. So it's just really nice to have another fellow producer in there in the band and just to bounce ideas off of. And, you know, he understands kind of the objective and missions of things. So yeah, that's my band. We got together about, I want to say, a little over a year ago, like a year and 3 months ago. Corbin had come to me and he was like, "Hey, you know, I for some reason learned like two of your songs on guitar, and it'd be fun if we just like played around and you know did them a couple times." And I was like, "Yeah," or it could be really fun if we got two other people and we made a band. And so I met Aaron and Judah through, you know, doing our studio, Half House Studio stuff. And I mentioned in one of our monthly meetings, I was like, if anybody wants to play drums or bass, let me know. You know, we're trying to get this band together. And immediately they were about it. And we started practicing. And, you know, the rest is history. We started playing around town, doing some shows. And we were on WEF sessions with you guys just a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's been going really well. And I feel like it's definitely more fun. I can't explain how much more fun it is than just performing by myself with a backing track. You know, I love the band and I'm forever grateful for them. So
anything you do with other people who love the same things that you do, it's much more rewarding, I think. So congratulations on having that band together. So what are your plans coming up? Are you still writing music? Are you, you know, recording other bands? What's your life like right now?
I'm always recording other bands and other musicians in the area. I do a lot of hip hop and rap in the area. And so I do bands as well. But I'm doing a lot of, you know, recording for other people, which is always fun. And then our studio has a group inside of a studio called Half House. And we've been putting out a lot of music recently. I've got this release that we're going to hear soon. And besides that, a lot of music, a lot of working.
So tell us about the song that we're going to play, Escape.
Sure. So Escape is my first love song that I've ever written. But I have two other love songs. I just don't like them nearly as much as I like this one. So it's my first love song since like 2019, which I think is very crucial. I make a lot more sad music most of the time, but I don't know. I haven't been sad recently, so I had to find something else to write about. And
I guess that's good.
it's great. It's great. So I had to find something to write about. And then, I make a lot of my music in the hours of midnight till 3 a.m. I like to call those my office hours because people randomly get emails from me at between midnight and 3 a.m. being like, "Hey, I finished your mix. So sorry about the wait." Or, you know, I make a lot of my music between those hours. And, you know, one night I was just awake and I don't know, for me, I'll make an instrumental and I'll make the beat and then I'll sit with it for, you know, 30 minutes to an hour just thinking about how it makes me feel. And when listening to this instrumental, it made me feel, you know, love. So that's what the song was written about.
So the lyrics come last, do you think?
The lyrics do come last.
Is that always the case for you?
It is always the case, yes. Because I produce all of my music that I put out. And so without the instrumental, you know, I don't even know where I'm going. For me, it's like I was saying earlier, music has to make me feel something. So if I don't even feel something from the instrumental, then how am I going to put you know, lyrics over the top of it, you know, I don't even know if all that's going to work together. So, yeah, I usually make the instrumental first, and then I feel for what it's, I guess, what it's telling me to write about, basically, is as weird as that sounds. And then, yeah, this instrumental called for a love song. So started writing it, and, you know, it's one of those things where you finish it, and you're like, is this good? I don't know. It's 4:30 in the morning now. And so I don't know if my judgment really, is quite the same.
I just need to sleep and figure it out in the morning. Yeah.
And I woke up and it still held up. So I was like, you know what? We're going to release this one. So
it's not going to be released until Monday, you said, right?
Yes. It's coming out Monday, June 9th. To all streaming platforms, but graciously, Weft has let you guys hear it first. On the radio station this weekend. So and thank you guys.
Yeah, I think we're going to be playing it all weekend long on WEF. So,
And what kind of streaming platforms can people find this on?
You will be able to find it on Spotify, Apple Music. It'll be on YouTube. You know, pretty much any main streaming service that someone would use. You know, if you use Tidal, you could find it on there. Okay. I use DistroKid, so... you know, it just kind of uploads it to all sorts of different stores, like 20 of them. And so I couldn't name them all, but
virtually all of them.
Yeah. Okay. And then I'll do my best to upload it to Bandcamp too, as well. I know that a lot of people in this town still love listening on Bandcamp. So, and that is much appreciated by the artist. So,
All right. Very good. Well, let's listen to Escape. And thanks to you, Mousepad, for being here and giving us a chance to play it.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to say about this song before we play it?
I have a violin section towards the end. And that was played by Noah Kublanc. I try so hard, but Noah Kublanc. And he just graduated from the U of I. He plays violin really well. And I just want to say thank you to him. You know, if my mom is listening, hi, Mom.
and for all the other parts, the vocals and the synth is all Mousepad.
Yes. Yeah. I produced the rest of it and played the rest of it. So.
Very good.
It's been an honor talking to you and meeting you here. And thanks for your music.
Yeah. Thank you.
Lost it.